AircheckDownloads.com. On 94.9 FM, DAB, satellite and online.
London's news, London's stories.
BBC London 94.9.
London's news at midnight. Tuesday, scattered heavy and sometimes thundery showers. There will be the odd bright or sunny spell and we'll have a high of 18 degrees Celsius, 64 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the latest BBC News at 12:05.
It's a new day and a much-loved radio name returns to the capital's airwaves. This, once again, is BBC Radio London. And this is how we got here.
Over the past 15 years, this station, known as BBC London 94.9, has been the voice of London, covering all life in this great city, from the news of the day, travel and sport, to entertainment and culture. Every day we hear your stories and conversations about life in London. Today we embark on another chapter in the history of the BBC station for London. We're going back to the name that never really went away. It's a name which continues to underline what we really are. London's radio station. Welcome back then to BBC Radio London. And to celebrate that, here's a reminder of some of the moments from those past 15 years.
The London station of the British Broadcasting Company calling.
This train terminates at High Barnet.
Mind the gap.
Morning. A car bomb which exploded at Ealing Broadway in West London last night is thought to have contained about 40 kilograms.
Some news just in. A plane has crashed into the World Trade Center in New York.
Then we saw another plane.
It feels like a war's begun here, really.
Good evening.
Hi there.
I also would like to congratulate you on the congestion charge.
Yeah, thank you.
Andrew, are you calling from City Hall or West Hampstead? Sorry.
Nolan Liam are my very special guests. It's an Oasis special on BBC London 94.
I've always got really good ears.
I'm small, but I mean perfectly formed. Yeah.
Do you know you're the only person ever to put the headphones on upside down to save your head, apart from Jackie Collins?
I used to always record like this in the studio.
So, so you don't squash your hair?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a giant doll and a massive elephant walking around London pretty much for no reason, but it shocked a very big crowd into silence.
Welcome to Good Times at Notting Hill Carnival.
You're live on the radio on BBC London.
Hello, BBC London!
I think if I stand here long enough, I might pick up a man.
You might. But only one of you can be elected as the host city.
And it's taken a long time to open. You couldn't get much more sense than this.
To the city of London.
Yeah! Emergency services have been called to Liverpool Street Station after reports of an explosion.
We're told to evacuate and not to run, but everybody ran.
People ignored that, did they?
Yeah.
One man has actually shown myself some footage that he recorded on his mobile phone of a bus exploding a few streets away.
BBC London 94.9 has learnt the new 2012 Olympic logo could trigger the symptoms of epilepsy.
Let's get cracking tomorrow and let's have a drink tonight. And may the fourth be with you. Thank you.
When I go, I go. But while I'm here, I do the very best I can to help people.
Seems to be a lot of anger in Tottenham tonight. There are a lot of people...
Yeah, but as I look down Brixton Road, it feels like you're in 1981 or 1985.
You probably hear the emotion in my voice because I'm so upset about it.
First off, I'd like to say that I'm extremely proud to be a Londoner.
Here comes Murta. Over the wicket. Hit! Salah in the final today of the 2020 Cup. Tim Murta. Shirt off. Swings
heading towards us is the man himself, Bradley Wiggins, speeding ahead of Buckingham Palace.
And London Wasps are the champions of Europe 2008.
That's the keeper. That sends Chelsea to the Champions League final.
It's goals in Carroll. It's dived down by Chelsea. Best time.
Crystal Palace have lift up a Wembley.
Bobby Zamora, would you believe?
And the most extraordinary thing is there's something tremendously moving about it. We haven't even seen the Queen yet.
As Tower Bridge opens its arms up to welcome the Queen through.
Because now we can see the wonderful Lancaster, a Spitfire and a Hurricane aircraft.
You cannot deny that we do this stuff better than anything.
Her Majesty, BBC London 94.9!
Hello!
Are we ready?
They have lit the cauldron. London 2012 is underway.
We've got another goal.
We have.
So it is your happy early night, shall we?
We are.
Running our own schools, sacking our MPs, being our own bosses, owning our own homes. David Cameron, good morning. It sounds exhausting and we haven't even done it yet.
Well, you made it sound very exhausting. I was feeling tired just listening to you.
Been a serious incident in Woolwich.
Officers were called to John Wilson Street at around 2:20 this afternoon.
I can't believe that something like this has happened in a borough like Greenwich.
Tower Bridge is bouncing and swaying underneath. There are that many people on it.
Every single one of them with an individual story.
It's actually the most incredible day in London's year.
Very exciting, very, very emotional.
BBC Radio London.
This is London's late night radio phone-in with Duncan Barks.
Exciting this. You need a number, 020-722-42000, the return of BBC Radio London. And I make no apology. For the next 60 minutes and perhaps beyond, we'll be celebrating this radio station. I need your memories of the station since 1970. BBC Radio London hit the airwaves of the capital on this day, October the 6th in 1970. What are your memories? What do you remember? The presenters, the voices, the events. Be part of it and call me now, 020-722-42000. Let me give you a sense of what's going to happen over the next 60 minutes and perhaps beyond through until 2 a.m. We're going to talk about this radio station. I've been digging around the archives. I have found some stuff, and I'd like to say thank you to a friend of mine called Dave Cunningham, who's got loads of stuff regarding BBC Radio London. I thought I might just sprinkle it in over the next hour or so, but more importantly, I want your memories. So if you've been listening to this station since 1970, pick up the phone, give us a call, be part of London's late night radio phone-in on BBC Radio London.
Aircheckdownloads.com.